At a waste management facility in Morrisville, Pennsylvania, workers load incinerated trash into industrial machinery that separates and sorts metals, then sends them to get hosed down. The reward? Buckets of quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies. Coins that end up as trash from Oyin Adedoyin, personal finance reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Oyin, what did you find?
I headed in on a rainy Monday morning to this huge facility just outside of New Jersey, where they are dedicating a good amount of resources towards extracting the change that we throw away from the incinerated trash that comes out of landfills.
Man, so is it that we deliberately throw it away, or we lose track of it and it winds up in like the garbage or a landfill somehow? What actually happens?
It's exactly that second point. So think about all of the change that ends up in your car or stuck between the couch cushions in your living room, and then it all gets vacuumed up at some point, right? So that change that's stuck in the vacuum then gets thrown out, and that trash is delivered to landfills all over the country. So, you know, piece by piece, change is being accumulated in the trash. Like, we don't even know that it's happening.
Yeah. So there are actually efforts to extract specifically change?
This company is making an effort too, and they're a waste management solutions company. So they go through trash daily and weekly, and they started to see, you know, huge accumulations of coins in the trash. And actually, when I went there to the site, I could already start to see, before the trash was processed, you know, dirty nickels and dimes and quarters.
Wow. TSA, I would imagine, at the airport has this type of issue where people leave change behind?
Yeah, they also have to file a report every year about how much in loose change they've secured. And some of this is dollars as well, and, you know, bills. But most of it is that coins and those, you know, pieces of change that you have to empty out from your pockets when you're going through security.
Yeah. We're speaking with Oyin Adedoyin, personal finance reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called Americans Throw Away Up to $68 Million in Coins Per Year. Here is where it all ends up. So why don't we just say, go to a bank, drop it off and say, I don't know, here's, I don't know, 10 pounds of coins going to have the equivalent of, I don't know, $25 in bills or something.
Many people still do that, but it's getting harder and harder over the last decade or so. You know, many branches have closed their coin counting operations. So places like PNC and Capital One used to have, you know, coin counting features at their physical locations. But due to low customer use and inaccuracies when it comes to actually being able to give you the right amount of money for your change, They've closed those branches down. And so now most people cash in their change at Coinstar locations and grocery stores and gas stations, or they go directly to their local bank and do it that way.
Explain how some people get creative with this, like that I think it was a couple who made a floor, like, out of all the pennies they inherited or something.
It's my favorite thing in the world. This couple, who also happens to have their own interior design company, set out on an adventure over the last year or so to create a floor out of pennies. So they filled their entire 230 square foot entryway out of pennies. I think they used about 65,000 pennies or so. Jeez. At the end of the day. And it ended up being actually a little cheaper than it would have to, you know, put a more common material on the floor.
Thanks, Oyin Adedoyin, personal finance reporter at the Wall Street Journal.